Ekola is with us from the Michigan State Police, 8th District. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Well, Lieutenant, this week is Police Week, right? Nationwide, and of course we have our celebration, or I don't know if celebration is the right word, but certainly commemoration coming up in the Copper Country here. So talk with me a little about the importance of doing this every year.
Yeah, so this Upper Peninsula Peace Officer Memorial service, it's a time that we can honor those officers who have given the ultimate sacrifice and died in the line of duty while serving their communities. And, you know, we think it's very important to honor them and their sacrifice and their families, to show support for the families and their friends and the officers that they may have worked with. You know, they may no longer be with us, but we want to continue to show that support for them and everyone who cared for them.
How many from the Upper Peninsula have we had over the years who have given that ultimate sacrifice, Lieutenant?
There's quite a few, and it's not just the Upper Peninsula that we're honoring tomorrow. We're also honoring fallen officers from neighboring areas, including parts of Canada and Wisconsin as well. So we really want to take an overall approach to honor some of the neighboring communities as well, as many times there's overlapping communities and impacts areas not just tied to the Upper Peninsula but across the borders as well.
So this time around it's the Copper Country. This moves around. I know, I remember the one time it was here in Gladstone. So the Copper Country this time, tell me about what the programs. It starts out with just an emotional of that procession of the parade of police vehicles is really moving.
Yes, so the procession, that's where all the patrol cars will be coming into where the venue is going to be at. The patrol cars will be traveling down US 41 from Calumet to Mission Tech, and they'll be leaving Calumet at approximately 10 a.m. To then drive to the Michigan Tech Student Development Complex, and that's where the service is being held there.
Okay, tell me about the service.
So the service, it will be a great opportunity for members of the public and anyone else who may be in attendance. Obviously, there will be police officers there and troopers and deputies and people from all over. It will be just a great opportunity to see, you know, the type of emotional response and see some of the sacrifice that has been given. Attendees will be able to experience the roll call of the fallen officers. There'll be a wreath laying ceremony. We'll be performing taps, and there'll be a keynote speaker. The Houghton County Prosecutor Dan Helmer will be giving the keynote address at the ceremony.
Okay, anything else about the event that you'd like to let people know about before we close the interview here, Lieutenant?
We just appreciate the community's support. This ceremony is to honor the fallen officers, but also to show support for your current law enforcement here locally. And, you know, that goes a long way to keep the men and women of law enforcement here in the Upper Peninsula going. That encouragement means a lot to them. So if you have the opportunity to attend the event, we would love to see you there. And just the encouragement from the community, I think, is great to help keep the local law enforcement members in your community morale up and keep going and doing what they do in the communities every day.